Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Hopefully you weren't in Atlanta over the weekend attending a Lil Wayne concert. I'm sure you're not too happy because the concert ended early after someone screamed, "Shots fired." Wayne was on stage, according to TMZ, performing at Georgia Freight Depot during the second day of the A3C Festival. Someone claimed to have heard the shots. There was an immediate panic. People ran to the exit area. Several people were trampled during the stampede. About a dozen people suffered minor injuries. Cops did say there was no evidence of shots fired. That's kind of like saying bomb at an airport, not a good thing. There's a reason this alarm triggered such panic. You'll recall Wayne's bus was shot up back in 2015, and Birdman has some alleged involvement in that, but that's a different story. Bill Cosby's lawyer still trying. They're asking the court to overturn his conviction and sentencing, saying he's not a sexually violent predator. The Jasmine Brand is reporting that lawyers are working hard to get the actor out of jail, and according to those reports, they're asking for the Pennsylvania court to void Cosby's conviction because they say there were no string of errors in the case. First, they don't agree with the actor's 3 to 10 year sentence. They say Cosby is not the sexually violent predator that the judge labeled him to be. His lawyers also argue that Cosby is 81 and blind, doesn't need to be jailed to protect the community. His lawyers also say that the court failed to prove that the alleged encounter took place within the statute of limitations. They also say the incident could have happened in 2003, not 2004, which have been passed the 12-year limit. They are really, really trying. They sent their motion on Friday. Okay, real quick, some crazy and some calm. Crazy Kanye quit social media, again. It appears that he's been taking a vacation from social media. Over the weekend, though, the 41-year-old artist's account on social media just disappeared. He also appeared to have deactivated his Instagram account. Didn't know he had one. Prior to his departure from social media, he did not give any clues as to why he decided to exit the stage, but is Kanye, does he need one? He did reach out to Colin Kaepernick on social media asking for a sit down with the president. No one retweeted that. He also celebrated his father's beating cancer by eating bugs. Nobody retweeted that. I just want to know how he's going to help make America great again if he quits Twitter. Oh yeah, I forgot. Kim Kardashian is still on, and she is urging the president to release a death row inmate. She's now fighting for the release of Kevin Cooper, who's a death row inmate and has maintained that he did not murder California family in 1983. Now, she previously pleaded to the California Governor Edmund Brown on Twitter, saying, "Can you please test the DNA of Kevin Cooper?" Cat Williams may need Kim Kardashian for this one because he was arrested and jailed over the weekend for allegedly assaulting a driver over a, wait for it, argument about him and his dog. The 47-year-old comedian was arrested on suspicion of assaulting a hired driver. And according to reports, Cat and the driver had some type of argument about him taking him and his dog to a performance in the city, or from the Portland, Oregon airport to a performance in the city. And the incident happened at Atlantic Aviation, which handles private planes. Right. So the Portland police say the driver suffered swelling and cuts on his face and was treated at the hospital. Cat had been charged with assault in the fourth degree, and an arraignment is scheduled for today. So I'm not sure if he's out yet. He was also arrested for an out-of-state warrant from Georgia. Now, this is what Kevin Hart was talking about. Cat, pimp smacking is no longer cute in 2018, player.